from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan. Baseball coverage on WSSP is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. The Crew and the Dodgers. 4-game set tonight, and luckily for us Brewer fans, we can see Mookie Betts. Yippee. So he gets to play in right field tonight for the Dodgers as they activate him. Do you know what I'd rather see? I'd rather have Mookie Betts do some type of bowling demonstration down at like Bolero or something. Like, let's do that. They're here for 4 days. We can't have Mookie Betts, one afternoon, come bowl with Mookie Betts at Bolero. Like, that makes all the sense in the world. The dude is a super high-level bowler. Like, I firmly believe, If he wasn't doing this, he wouldn't make anywhere near the money, obviously. But if he wasn't doing this, he definitely could have been a PBA bowler, without question. If this isn't T.O., who, was horrible, but tried, right, and took lessons and all that, this kid was a high-level bowler at a younger age. Joining us now, I'm not sure how good of a bowler he is, Anthony Wetrado, Forbes senior MLB writer, analyst for Dodger Blue 1958. Back in the day, Brewers beat writer for the Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at A. Wetrado. Anthony, you any good at bowling?
I'm all right, man. I wouldn't say I'm not challenging anybody to any bowling matches, but I'm all right. Mookie said, he's told us before, like, when this is all said and done with baseball, like, he might give the PBA a shot. Like, he's played in some PBA events, like,
yes,
over the wintertime and stuff. So,
correct.
It's not something that's ever, like, too far from his mind.
So, like, you had the Chris Paul celebrity thing. He's okay, but he's not a real bowler. Jerome Bettis, he's okay, not the same. T.O., like, he is the single best athlete, and I've been covering the PBA tour since, 2006, 2007, I've been covering the tour. So he's by far the best professional athlete in another sport that's come in and bowled at a high level. So, yeah, I hope he does. I hope he does try it. That would be great. Let's talk about the Dodgers. I mean, the Brewers are hurt. The Brewers have been banged up. They're starting to get players back. But the Dodgers, man, they can't keep any type of pitcher healthy no matter what they do, Mr. Wetrado.
No, they are cursed in some way. They cannot keep guys healthy. Their lineup has been decimated. Their rotation's been hurt a ton. Their bullpen's held up for the most part okay, relatively speaking. But, I mean, they're not exactly healthy there either. It's gotten to the point where there's a whole lot of chatter And it's been asked by reporters now about, are you going to reassess your medical staff at the end of the season?
Good question.
Like, it's gotten to that point. And so, yeah, you know, River Ryan was one of their better pitching prospects coming into the season. And they started him in the minor leagues because they thought they had plenty in the rotation. And then some guys who would eventually be back, like Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler, who were hurt to start the season. They end up needing him a lot sooner than they had anticipated. So he comes up, he pitches pretty well. I think he had made four or five starts, and then he gets like a couple of pitches into like the third or fourth inning the other night, and he comes out, and everyone's like, okay, well, what's this going to be now? And then the report comes out, it's forearm tightness, and everyone just like face palms, because yep. Obviously forearm tightness is typically a precursor to some sort of serious elbow injury. You know, the worst of it being Tommy John surgery. And so, and he was performing well. And so it's like, geez, like the replacements of the replacements are getting hurt at this point for this rotation. So it looks nothing like what the Dodgers had anticipated coming into the year. You know, and they're just trying to plug holes in it right now.
Let's talk about Clayton Kershaw. He's on the mound for the Dodgers coming up tonight. He is old, old, old. How has he been pitching?
This will be his fourth start. First one was pretty solid, promising, you know, considering it was the first outing of the year. And then he got shelled in start number two and didn't strike anybody out. I want to say it was like the first time in his career that he had a start where he didn't strike anyone out. And then so he comes back and makes the third start against the Phillies, and he looked really good. It was his best start of the season. Had a ton of swing and miss stuff, so the strikeout sort of, you know, that streak is back. You know, he's back to starting a new one there. But still, the jury's very much out on how effective he's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going to be going forward and what it looks like in terms of high leverage starts and postseason starts for him, because they don't know exactly what they're going to have, you know, in terms of injuries, and they don't know exactly what they're going to have in terms of his production. Like you said, he's an old guy by baseball standards, and he's a guy who now relies a lot on command and deception and some movement as opposed to velocity. So if that control's not there, he's very vulnerable.
Some Brewers news coming in the email box from your friend and mine, Mike Fasalo. Brian Hudson reinstated from the 15-day injury list for the Crew, so they get back a valuable bullpen arm. DL Hall, who got the start yesterday for the Crew, optioned back down to Triple A Nashville. So that's the latest on the Brewers. Talking with Anthony Wetrado, Forbes senior MLB writer, analyst for Dodgers Blue 1958. The Brewers get Mookie Betts tonight, and then they get Walker Buehler coming back from the minors on Wednesday, it looks like. He has had a long season, I guess would be the best way to describe it. He's been in the minors now for a while, because the first time he was at the big league level, prior to getting hurt again or whatever, he wasn't good. Then he goes back down to the minors rehabbing. Still didn't look all that good to the last start or two, I guess. What are expectations for him? Because he does not look like the pitcher he was previously a couple of years ago.
No, definitely not. And some people have sort of speculated, and I think probably fairly so, that the ban on sticky stuff really hurt him. There's a group of guys who were like frontline kind of pitchers who, you know, after that happened, turned into like just pretty good kind of pitchers.
Yep.
And then he missed all of last season after his second Tommy John surgery. And there was talks last year of him coming back for the postseason. They shut that down, so he didn't pitch at all in 2023. And then this year, they're like, you know what, we'll bring him along slowly. We're not even going to start him during the first part of the season. We'll wait till, like, you know, May or so. And so they bring him back. He did not look great. The velocity and all that stuff was there, but, like, some of the underlying numbers, some of the spin rate stuff, not there. Command was bad. So he got knocked around pretty good, goes on the IL again, comes back, starts in the minors. And like you mentioned, it was not impressive. And it was to the point where, like, that was a big reason why they made the push for Jack Flaherty during the trade deadline, was because, you know, their thought was like, we might not have to do too much if we get like Buehler and Kershaw and Yamamoto back, and they look pretty good. Buehler did not look good at all. I think in this time around in the minors, he made like three starts, and two of them were pretty bad. He looked pretty good, like you mentioned, in that last one. And I think once they saw that, they were like, okay, we'll come up. We need you. And so that was all that they needed to see. But again, with him too, very uncertain in terms of like what he's actually going to give them. He's a big name, but he hasn't produced those kinds of results this season.
So as bad as the Dodgers have been struggling with injuries and so forth, I mean, it's you all in Philly tied for that top slot in the NL. Brewers a game and a half back. I never thought in my wildest dreams the Brewers would be in a position to get a one seed in the NL playoffs come October. But here we are, and they have every opportunity, starting with this four-game set against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think this is big for both teams, just in terms of like jockeying for that position. But also, like, you know, these are always like sort of barometers, right, for where you are and where you stand as a team. I think the Dodgers, they have a lot of veterans, at least in amongst the position players. So I tend to think that when you cover teams like that, you know, they don't get too caught up in it. But there's a sense of pride in everybody, right? And they want to prove something. You know, the Dodgers did that with the Yankees in a series in New York. And then they went to Philadelphia in July, and they got just absolutely throttled. And then so, you know, they took that a little personally, and the Phillies came to L.A., and the Dodgers handled them pretty decently. So, you know, this one with the Brewers, I think, sort of has that same sort of feel. I think the fans tend to put more stock in, like, how they perform against these top teams when they go up against each other than the players or the coaches actually do. And that's understandable. Like, I get that part of it. But, yeah, I think, you know, in terms of where they're going to seed in the next month and a half or so, this ends up being a big series, especially because it's four games.
Talking with Anthony Wetrado again. Make sure to check him out on Twitter at @AWetrado. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on. People can check out your work at Forbes as your senior MLB writer. And, of course, check out the podcast Dodger Blue 1958 as you do analyst work for them. Thank you so much, Mr. Wetrado.
All right, Sparky. Talk to you soon, man.
You bet. Take care. There he is, Anthony Wetrado, here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with discount furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBombs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.